Good morning. He's obviously not heard my brothers preach because he's even louder. Got a question. How do you know when summer is officially here? Don't look at your diaries. Don't look at your calendars. Flying ants. One day, there's no sign of them. The next day, there's hundreds of them with the suitcases, the sun lotion, and they don't even knock. They just come in. Anyhow, good morning. It's good to be with you. Are you ready for some teaching? That's one. Are you ready for some teaching? Yes. I'd have gone home otherwise. Are you ready for some Greek? Good. Okay. I want you to get out your phones. Take them out, but turn the sound off. Your tablets, your pen and paper, your crayons, whatever, and get ready. Let's pray. Your presence, Lord, is precious to us. We would not be here this morning, Father, if it was not for you. We'd not be able to stand here, Lord, in fear and trembling. Father, if you had not done wonderful things in our lives. So, Father, we pray this morning that you will bless your precious word. Bless every home, everyone here this morning, Lord. You know where they are. And, Lord, you're able to be with them and minister to them right now. We ask this in your name. Amen. I'm asked to put a word up on the screen. There it is. That's what I want you to write down. Okay? When I was at Barber College, we were expected to learn Hebrew and Greek. Now, Hebrew was not that much of a problem to me, but Greek I found very hard. Well, it was all Greek to me. This word, tetelestai, is one of the most important words in the Bible. And yet, most won't know what it is and where it's found. You won't find it in any English version of the Bible. Imagine you are in Bible college. I can imagine that, some of you, yeah. And you have to write an assignment on this word. Where do you start and where do you find it? If you remember nothing else but this word, not only will you be blessed, but my job will be done. Turn in your Bibles to John 19, verse 28 and 30. And write that down on whatever piece of paper or whatever you've got to write it down. John 19, verse 28 and 30. Verse 28 says, after this, Jesus, knowing that all things were accomplished, that the scripture might be fulfilled, said, I thirst. Verse 30. So when Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, tetelestai, it is finished. For that is the meaning of that word. It is finished. It is found only twice in the New Testament. In these two verses that we have just read. We read in 1 Timothy verse 15, Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Wonderful words. But every one of us this morning are included in that verse. He came to save sinners. Let's focus on that for a few moments. Why did Jesus come? He came to save sinners. It may be, and I don't know all of you this morning, you may not have realised that this morning that Jesus came to die for you. For the Bible tells us that we're all sinners. We've all failed God. And so we are lost. But Jesus came to save sinners. Religion, good works, going to church isn't going to save us. Only by putting our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ can we be saved and have our sins forgiven. Jesus came to save sinners. I was only thinking this morning about how God loves us. It's already been mentioned. And I can never fully understand how God can love me. And yet this morning, I praise God that he loves me. Even in my sin, he loved me and did something about my sin. No other religion can say that, because if they did, they would have to admit that their faith, their beliefs, in whatever manner or practice they have, is in vain. Because Jesus came to save sinners. This is unique. Jesus came to save sinners. Everything that Jesus did, his healings, his miracles, the words he spoke, were heading to the pinnacle of the cross. All these other wonderful things would have been in vain if Jesus had not come to the cross to die. For his mission to be complete, he had to go to the cross of Calvary to die for sinners. And all those other things, wonderful as they were, good as they were, would have been in vain if Jesus hadn't died. Jesus came to save sinners. It was the Lamb slain before the foundation of the world. Before the world was even created, Jesus had been predestined to die. In God's eternal counsel, in God's divine economy, Jesus had to die for you and for me. Let's pause and think about that for a few moments. Before the world had even been created, Jesus had been designated to die for you and for me. Now, you may be someone this morning who's been to church often, but have not come to that place yet where you realise that you need Jesus as your saviour. Nothing else will suffice. You have to know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Saviour. If Jesus had not died for us, we would still be in our sin. We've no way to appease or please God. We'd be lost and facing a future without Christ, a fearful future separated from God. Jesus was the final sacrifice for our sins. There is no other way acceptable to God. Don't ever forget that. Don't ever let people water it down. Jesus came to die for sinners. I don't care what the fashion of the day is or what liberal thought says. Jesus is the only way, not a way, but the only way to God and for salvation. Back to verse 28. Jesus, knowing that all things were accomplished, everything for the redemption of man was in place. Nothing was left to chance. The sacrifice he was about to make, his death, would meet the conditions and demands of the Father. God would not have sent his son to die if there was some other way of salvation. And verse 30 says, and I want you to notice this, Jesus didn't say, "I am finished," but "it is finished." Jesus knew, Jesus was confident that the mission he had come to do was complete and there was nothing else to add. This was not the cry of despair, not the cry of defeat of a beaten man. Rather, it was a shout of victory and triumph. "It is finished. Teti lesai. It is finished. It's all done. It's complete. I have done all I needed to do. Father, I can do no more. I have done what you needed me to do." It's final. It's finished. And that shout would echo right down to the caverns of the deepest caverns of hell and resounds to us today. "It is finished." Tetelestai, the word in English, cannot fully express the true meaning of the word. It is a word that means to complete, to close, to fulfill. It is a legal term, a binding word that means when it is signed, that is it, a document where every I is dotted and every T is crossed. The commas and full stops are all in place. Praise God this morning for the complete salvation in Jesus Christ. New Testament speakers, Greek speakers, and I don't know if there's any here this morning, would know exactly what tetheisai means. It can mean the last payment on your mortgage. That's a wonderful thought, that when you've paid your final mortgage, when your last payment is made, you receive the deeds to your house. It becomes yours to possess. Till then, the bank or the building society can take it back. But once you have made your final payment, the bank no longer has authority to hold it. Satan has no authority over those who are truly born again. You are a child of God. You belong to God the Father, and in you dwells all the fullness of Jesus. Now, the final payment for your redemption has been made. You have been given the deeds to your inheritance. You have been given the deeds to your salvation, your forgiveness, your eternal life through Jesus Christ. Satan asked to let you go. He has no claim to you. Tetheisai, and this is why I have used it this morning. It has a richer, a deeper meaning than English can express. The English language is precise. It gave us Wordsworth, Shelley, H.G. Wells, Orwell, Shakespeare, Tolkien, and so many others. It's the most widely spoken language in the world. It is the language of commerce and of business. And yet, in some ways, it fails to portray and to show what is meant. It lacks something to understand in a way that we need to understand. We need to use the language that Jesus would have used, tetheisai. It is finished. The Greeks prided themselves in being able to describe something in as few words as possible. Oh, I wish I knew people like that. Able to describe the words, or to describe something in as few words as possible. They took great pride in being able to describe something in one or two words and everybody would understand. The word tetheisai in Greek is in the perfect tense, which we don't get in the English. And this is extremely significant and important, because perfect tense covers an action which has been completed, but it doesn't stop there, because it means completed in the past. Jesus died on the cross of Calvary in the past. But it also has the effect for us today and throughout future days and through eternity. The work of Jesus Christ is finished for all time. Your redemption won on the cross is settled and secure for all eternity. And that is a wonderful thing this morning to realise. We don't have to rely on how we feel. We don't have to rely on how we feel one morning when we get up. If we know the Lord Jesus Christ, our salvation, our redemption is settled for all eternity. The moment you gave your life to Christ, it was indelibly sealed. Your salvation is tetheisai. It is finished. What is finished? The viciousness, the hatred, the enmity and the jealousy of his enemies. The Sadducees, the Pharisees, the rulers of the temple, they hated Jesus. His persecutors wanted rid of him. They had done their worst, but they can't touch him now. So their power over Jesus is finished. What is finished? The old covenant with its limitations. It could never cleanse sin. It could only be a covering for our sins, with all its rituals, with all its forms and ceremonies. It could never take away our sin. Jesus, the architect and bringer of a new and living way, has taken away, not just covered, were taken away, washed away in the precious blood. What else is finished? Your works. Many people are trying to earn their salvation by appeasing God, by living a religious life, doing good works. That is finished, done away with. But all our righteousness is as filthy rags. What is finished? The commandment of his father concerning his suffering and death were finished. He had prayed, your will be done. It had been. He had been obedient to the father as the son, and it is finished. What is finished? All the types, shadows, which pointed to the suffering Christ were accomplished and answered. What is finished? Sin is finished. Jesus came to take away the sins of the world. That is done. What is finished? The ceremonial law is abolished. The substance has come. The shadows are done away with. And we have moved into a new covenant with Jesus Christ. It is finished. What is finished? The penalty for sin is finished. Romans 8 says, there is therefore no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. Our sin has been vanquished and done away with for all eternity. The penalty for our sin, which was separation and eternal death, is finished. We are redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. You have passed from death to life, from guilt to innocent, from judgment to being justified, all because of the finished work of Jesus Christ. What is finished? The power of sin in your life. Romans 6, sin shall not have dominion over you. For you are not under law, but under grace. You may fail, we all fail. We all fail from time to time, but our sin is forgiven. Once Jesus died on the cross of Calvary, Lord, he said, in the past, the present, and the future, our sins have lost their power over us. What is finished? The rule over Satan in your life. You were once a child of disobedience under the rule and control of Satan. Now you are a child of God. You have moved from darkness into the glorious light of the children of God. You are a child of God. You see, we can often blame the devil for all sorts of things in our lives. But really, Satan can only have as much rule in our lives as we allow him to have. Because we are children of God. And the devil cannot live in us because we have the Holy Spirit. We have the power of Jesus living in us. So don't blame Satan when you fail all the time. Turn to Jesus and say, Lord, what you've accomplished on the cross of Calvary, give me the power to live in the life, the new life that you have given me on the cross of Calvary. You are a child of God. You have the deeds to your inheritance. Satan must let you go. This doesn't mean we're not tempted. Of course we are. But now we have the Holy Spirit living with us to overcome temptation. And by the way, we're never tempted by God. He tests us, but he never tempts us. Only the devil does that. You're sealed with the finished work of Jesus. What else is finished? The power of death. We can sing. We can say, death, where is your sting? We can sing in triumph over the grave of a loved one who has known the Lord. For now they are more alive than ever when they were on the earth. What is finished? The work of man's redemption is finished. It is complete. It is ours. It is yours today. Jesus paid it all. Finally, let me say this. These words, taken in verse 30, says these words. Bearing his head, he gave up his spirit. His life was not taken from him. He was willing to give it up. Into your hands, he said to the Father, I commend my spirit. I have done all you asked. Father, there is nothing more to do. The eternal destiny and the eternal salvation for all mankind is finished and complete. Tetelestai, it is finished. Amen.